Welcome to the Raiders Press Pass, your credential to all things silver and black.
All righty. Back home. Go ahead. You should start shooting them.
Well, definitely a nice little homecoming for you, I'm sure, but from your football team's perspective, this time of year, first game, kind of an efficient performance. Are you pretty happy about the lack of penalties and not, you know, the penalties, mistakes?
Yeah, I mean, we've talked a lot about trying not to beat ourselves. And, you know, I mean, we had the field was wet. The ball wasn't really that wet because it wasn't raining by the time we started the game. But, you know, it's been a big focus for us, trying to take care of the ball and trying to improve, you know, in the whole penalty situation. So I thought we did decent until the fourth quarter, and then we kind of got a little sloppy. But for the most part, I thought we hung in there and did the right thing.
Josh played a lot, especially in that first half. Was there any? What was the thought process behind that?
Was everybody ready to go? You know, and you know, we made the decisions we thought were the right decisions for our team, and some based on depth, some based on just wanting to get guys opportunities to, you know, get in there. And I always think it's good for backs to carry the ball in the preseason. You know, and, you know, there's a lot of things that happen when you're getting tackled and hit that you can't simulate in practice. So I think all our guys had the ball tonight. All our guys either caught it or, you know, were handed the ball and had to get, you know, tackled. And, you know, we can't really simulate that or rep that in practice.
Obviously, Josh, you haven't seen the film, but from field level, what was your biggest positive observation you saw tonight?
I thought we played with some good tempo and rhythm in the first half. You know, I thought we were trying to get in and out of the huddle. I thought we stayed ahead of the down and distance for the most part offensively. Thought we got off the field on third down early in the game especially. And generally, I really liked our attitude from the group. They were into it. They gave great effort. The guys that weren't in the game, they were paying attention on the sideline to all the situations that were coming up. So, you know, again, plenty of things that we did wrong that we'll be able to correct tomorrow on the film. But I like the way we approach the game.
I assume that was the sideline that your dad would walk on as the home.
It was.
you know, just kind of putting that, in perspective for you. How was that?
Yeah, it was a unique opportunity. Very grateful that I had it. It's the first time I've been in this Hall of Fame game in 22 years. So to have an opportunity to do that with him here and my family and plenty of people that, you know, helped me along the way. I think it was a special night for them. And, you know, you never know if you'll get this opportunity again. So I really, you know, savored it. And it was a good opportunity for all of us. And I think we all enjoyed it.
You mentioned the backs as a whole, obviously all did good things. But Zamir White, specifically in his debut, was running really hard. Was one of your leaders out there. What did you like most about his game?
Yeah, he did that in Georgia. You know, he ran hard with the ball in his hands, and it's tough to tackle. You know, he finishes runs the right way. Brings a physical element to the game and the team. So, you know, it was a good opportunity for him to get in there and, you know, do that at our level, you know, and played in the kicking game some. You know, like I said, there's going to be some things we have to tweak and clean up, you know, but I thought for him to get out there and establish that's the style of runner he was at Georgia, and then to see him do it here was good.
Well, to reflect on just being here with your dad, and how much did you learn from the experience of playing for your father here at the stadium?
Yeah.
Did you be able to incorporate into your career?
Most of the way I try to do things, you know, relative to my demeanor, personality, how I try to talk to the team or handle them, comes directly from him. I mean, I started seeing that when I was, you know, 4 or 5 years old, and you know, he would handle adversity, you know, with poise and grace, and then, you know, when he won, he did that the right way. And you know, he was here for a long time doing it, you know, and I got to sit here for 15, 16 years and, you know, on the sideline beside him when he's coaching the game and calling the game and trying to make adjustments and dealing with winning and losing and all the things that come along with football. So, you know, I probably learned more watching that experience than I have in any school classroom or any grade level that I took, because you learn so much about life and how to be a teammate. He was a great teacher.
From a big picture standpoint, how are things progressing, you know, with your changes on offense with the team, just taking over the culture of the Raiders?
Yeah, you know, I think we're – the people are great. We inherited a lot of great people. You know, I was really fortunate to have the opportunity to come here and really see a great group of people that want to win and do it the right way. And then we've brought some new people in, and they're working really hard to try to be really great in their own area of expertise. And, you know, and we're just trying to have a good day and follow it up with another good day. And like I said, I thought we came here with the right mentality, the right approach. For this opportunity, which we're going to take each opportunity in the preseason to do that. We're grateful that we have four. I know maybe that somebody else won't like that, but I'm really happy that we have four opportunities to do this. You know, there's definitely some things that we noticed during the game flow and operation that we can do better and fix, and we'll focus on that this week.
Derek said during the week is that he likes to watch film of Tom Brady running your offense. What do you think he's learning from that film-watching experience of watching Tom run your offense?
I think Derek knows, all the quarterbacks do. They kind of know or they're learning the why, you know, when they see something, you know. And so they might have seen something on tape or watched some game footage or situational stuff. And then unless you really understand the coaching points that, you know, we've been teaching and been using for years, sometimes you don't quite have the whole picture. And now I think really the quarterback group as a whole is trying to really grasp and understand the whole picture and the why behind each call and what we ask them to do. We put a lot on their shoulders, and I think he's working really hard to really master it as best he can. And it's a process. He knows it. We all do. But I really like the way he approaches every day.
Along those lines, Jared's had a nice camp. He feels like he carried that over to tonight's game.
Yeah, thought he started, got off to a decent start. You know, we had a couple of times down there where we got stopped in the red zone early, which, you know, those are, you know, those can come back to haunt you know, if you don't put those in. But I thought he made some good decisions, threw the ball away a couple of times when it wasn't there, you know, escaped out of the pocket on the one touchdown run, generally operated the offense well. I thought Nick did the same thing. You know, some of them, you know, they each had a little bit of duress that they had to deal with. And again, I'm happy that you get to do that in a preseason game because really you get the opportunity to see if they're going to make a good decision. And, you know, they didn't turn it over tonight, which I was happy about that. And, again, made some good plays.
Going into the third quarter, you only helped the Jags to about a field goal. What were some things off the top of your head that you really liked about the defense tonight?
I thought, like I said, I thought we played the run decent early in the game, forced them into some third down situations, were able to get off the field. I thought we were – you know, we were aware of the sticks on third down and tried to, you know, defend the sticks, what they needed to get. I thought our tackling, we'll have to see exactly about that, but I thought we tackled decent, you know. I thought we were running to the ball and trying to, you know, get to the ball carrier and break down and make some tackles, which, again, in a preseason game is a great opportunity because you don't get to practice it. So we'll see if, you know, there's plenty of things I'm sure we're going to fix and correct. But I like the, like I said, I like the way they ran to the ball and tackled tonight.
Thanks for listening to the Raiders Press Pass. For all things silver and black, download the Raiders app and visit Raiders.com.